All right, Jane, we are talking this week because it is Pollinator Week. And so we want to focus on pollinators and how the American Seed Trade Association is involved and what you do. So I'm going to actually let you lead a little bit with what do you think is the first thing we should let listeners know about?
So ASTA's primary message on Pollinator Week is that everybody can help pollinators by growing something for pollinators. Pollinators are incredibly important for agriculture and landscapes, and there's lots of things that people can do in urban, suburban areas, then also in agricultural lands, and even things like roadsides. So there are a lot of different opportunities to plant for pollinators. One of the key messages also that we want to get across is as you're planting for pollinators, it's important to use high quality seed. And ASTA has a list of our members on our website that are supplying pollinator seed, both at a retail and wholesale level. Because one of the things, you know, you want to make sure if you're planting to help pollinators that you use the best seed as possible so that it performs the way you hope it will. Now, planting for pollinators is a bit different than planting your typical garden. Some of the species might take longer to come up. They might not look exactly like you would expect in a regular garden. But you know, we tell people to be patient. One of the other things we're really excited about, ASTA has been a partner with a group called the Million Pollinator Garden Challenge. It was launched 2 years ago to try and have a million gardens planted for pollinators. And that group is actually working with the National Wildlife Federation, which is one of our partners, to have the Empire State Building lit up for pollinators. So on June 22nd, one of the hosts of Shark Tank, Damon John, will be at the Empire State Building with the president of the National Wildlife Federation, and the building will be lit in black and yellow for pollinators.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Isn't that exciting? We think it is terrific. And Damon John is a beekeeper himself and has his offices in the Empire State Building. So it's terrific. And actually, at the same time, Pollinator Partnership, which works here in the U.S. and in Canada, is working to have the CN Tower in Toronto lit up as well. So we're really excited that all these different activities will raise the profile for Pollinator Week.
Yeah, and you know, I was just going to say what makes that, or one of the things that makes that so exciting is New York City being so aware, this big visual to remind people of the importance of pollinators. I think that's incredible.
That's right. And, you know, it's also an important reminder that you don't have to be on a farm to do something for pollinators. You know, you can have something on your patio, or even if you live in a city, you know, just on your whatever little piece of property that you have. Another area that has gotten a lot more attention lately is roadside habitat. So the U.S. Department of Transportation and state departments of transportation are taking a look at what they can be doing in terms of mowing and planting to create more habitat along roads. So again, I think that's an important message that, you know, sometimes when we work in agriculture, everyone says, well, what are farmers doing to help pollinators? But really, everybody can participate. And there's a lot of public lands and state and federally controlled lands, you know, that provide opportunities as well. But that quality seed is really, really important. And we're finding as interest grows in planting for pollinators, people are not always aware of what goes into making seeds. What are the regulations around seed? And so we just urge people to look at the seed tag on what they're buying and make sure that what they're buying performs in the way they hope it will.
You've mentioned it and actually did quite a great job of explaining, but I want to touch on a little bit more how people can be involved. Now, our show, of course, as you know, is focused toward farmers, but it's radio, so everybody is listening. We've got people in cities who are listening, people who live in apartments, and even they can get involved, can't they?
Yes, for sure. Everybody can get involved. And just getting back to talking about the farmer programs a little bit more, a number of our ASSA's member companies, Bayer has a Feed a Bee program, Syngenta has Operation Pollinator, Project Apis M works with almond growers out in California. So there are some groups that are targeting and Pollinator Partnership as well. They've got a number of projects working with pollinators, growers to build pollinator habitat, as is the federal government. So through the CRP program and the EQIP program at USDA, there are programs particularly for habitat. And, you know, groups like Pheasants Forever are doing quite a bit with farmers as well. We're part of the Honeybee Health Coalition, which is doing some demonstration projects that are really showing all of the different ways that a farmer could help pollinators and help beekeepers at the same time. I mean, many of us got into this because beekeepers were suffering. Their losses had been quite high, and they need focused attention and research on pollinator health. We talk a lot about planting for pollinators, because that's good for our companies that sell environment and conservation seed. But really, when you look at what the beekeepers need, they need a solution for the varroa mite problem, which is really just devastating for beekeepers. And it is hard to find, it has been hard to find a solution to that problem.
You know, I know that there's a lot of research being done on it, but do you know if there's been any major findings recently on the varroa mite?
Well, one of the things that I've been hearing about from the researchers at the University of Maryland is it's just so important that people treat for varroa mite. You know, it's sort of like vaccinating. And if you have some of the newer hobbyists for beekeeping, they maybe have not been quite as aggressive about treating for the varroa mite, and that really adds to the general problem. And so where you've got, you know, so we really need everybody to be treating the varroa mite.
So is that a case where, as you mentioned, the hobbyists who maybe are not treating, if their bees go out and carry this mite, can it spread to other bees?
Yes, it can. As I understand, I think it can be spread, and it's sort of this in the same, I guess, with the vaccination, sort of the herd population, we're trying to reduce the overall population because the bees, you know, they can travel quite far when they are when they're foraging.
And I know that you have stepped out of a meeting to spend some time talking with us, and I really appreciate that. So I want to be respectful of your time, but I want to also have you tell us the website address. You mentioned that on the ASTA website, there are a lot of resources.
Yeah. So thank you for reminding me of that. So if you go to, it's www.betterseed.org/company-list.
Okay.
And the important thing also about the Million Pollinator Garden Challenge is the message for the Million Pollinator Garden Challenge is very simple. Plant for pollinators and be counted. So that website is millionpollinatorgardens.org. And that is where you can go and you can register your garden so we can try and reach our million pollinator garden goal.
Excellent. I'm going to go on and do that myself because I've got a bit of a pollinator garden going.
That's great. The million pollinator garden challenge has been terrific because we've brought together just a huge range of gardening organizations, horticulture groups, the public garden associations. So really we're touching hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people through that challenge.
Fantastic. And that website again was?
Yeah, it's millionpollinatorgardens.org.
All right. And that was gardens plural.
Gardens plural.
Got it.
Exactly. And so there are all kinds of tips there on what you should be planting and how to, and how to register your garden. And then I think lastly, you know, ES is very committed to our work around seed treatment stewardship of treated seed from the inception of when the seed is treated all the way from when it's planted and disposed of. And I think we feel that that's, you know, part of the work that we're doing on behalf of pollinators. We did a lot of outreach around planting time, and we'll continue to do that around harvesting time as well. And that's something that all of our member companies take very seriously.
All right, Jane, I'm going to let you get back to your meeting. Thank you so much for taking some time with us, though.
All right. Thank you.